We begin with the daily dua, and the dua that we have for this morning. Allahumma aslih li dini alladhi huwa ismatu amri, wa aslih li dunyaya allati fiha ma'ashi, wa aslih li akhirati allati fiha ma'adi, waj'ali al-hayata ziyadatan fi kulli khayr, waj'ali al-mawta rahatan min kulli shar. This dua, which is narrated in a hadith of Sahih al-Muslim, and the narrator is none other than Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And in the dua we say, Allahumma aslih li dini allati wa alladhi huwa ismatu amri. O Allah, rectify for me my religion, in which lies the protection for all my affairs. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي دُنْيَايَ الَّتِي فِيهَا مَعَاشِي. And rectify for me my world in which lies my livelihood. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي آخِرَتِي الَّتِي فِيهَا مَعَادِي. And rectify for me my hereafter in which is my final abode. وَاجْعَلِ الْحَيَاةَ زِيَادَةً فِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. And make this life for me a source of increase in goodness. وَاجْعَلِ الْمَوْتَ رَاحَةً مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ. And make death for me a source of relief from every evil. When we say aslihli dini, rectify for me my deen, in which lies the protection of my affairs, what we are saying is, Ya Allah, grant me the ability to fulfill all my religious duties in the most perfect manner and beautiful manner. And in this is my success and protection from the evil of shaitan, the hellfire and the anger of Allah. And when we say, Aslih li dunyaya allati fiha ma'ashi, rectify for me my world in which lies my livelihood, this is a request for sufficient halal sustenance, which will assist a person to engage further in the obedience of Allah. Waslih li akhirati allati fiha ma'adi, rectify for me my hereafter in which is my final abode. And this refers to actions of worship, sincerity, and righteous ending, because without these, one's life in the hereafter will be in jeopardy. And then we say, وَجْعَلِ الْحَيَاةَ زِيَادَةً فِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. Make this life for me a source of increase in every good. Indicates that a Muslim should continuously increase his knowledge and gain perfection in all his actions. In summary, in this dua, a person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable him to engage in actions which please him, and you're asking Allah to protect you from your actions which will displease Allah. This is the dua. When we look at how comprehensive it is, then undoubtedly it would fall in the category of jawami'ul kalim, comprehensive speech. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was jawami ul kalim, minimum words, maximum meaning. And why is this amongst the jawami ul kalim? It is simply because of the fact that it includes the success for this world and the year after. May Allah give us the understanding.